After the uproar had ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, encouraged them, and said farewell. He left and provided encouragement for the people in the region of Macedonia. He then arrived in Greece and stayed for 3 months. He was about to set sail for Syria, but then learned of a plot against him. So he decided to return through Macedonia, sailing from Philippi and joining his companions in Troas. Scripture teaches us something quite humorous about Paul during his stay in Troas. Acts chapter 20 tells us about a young man named Eutychus who fell asleep as Paul preached. Eutychus was not in a cozy bed listening to Paul on a CD or even watching him on TV. He was in an upstairs room with many lamps, sitting in a window, listening and watching Paul preach and preach and preach as the time approached midnight. Well, like some of us on a Sunday morning, Eutychus began to sink off into a deep sleep while Paul talked still longer. Can you relate? When a pastor or Bible teacher talks a little longer than you would like on a Sunday morning, you anticipate that wonderful Sunday nap and may even start it a little sooner as you sink into the wooden pew that is now not so uncomfortable. Overcome by sleep, Eutychus fell out of the window, down 3 floors, and was considered dead. Tune in next time if you'd like to hear about a miracle.